In this week's Cut Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think a lot of the things that we see in terms of information in the general press about the cotton program try to focus back on data that we had a few years ago when there were low prices for not just cotton, but for almost all agricultural commodities. And one of the points we want to make sure that people understand is that the markets have changed. Prices are up. The U.S. cotton program was not the culprit of low prices. We have a number of independent studies that suggest that the overall impact on world prices from the presence of U.S. programs is fairly minimal, probably between 1 and 3%.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
This was somewhat of a focal point as we went through the WTO case with Brazil in terms of the extent to which U.S. cotton farmers respond to market signals. Even looking back at over the last several years, just looking at relative prices between cotton and competing crops, we always saw that as one of the primary variables that would explain the movement in cotton acreage. We continue to see that as we look back over the last couple of years as cotton acreage has fallen. That has largely been in response to the fact that grain and oilseed prices have increased relative to cotton, and farmers, particularly in the eastern parts of the cotton belt, have made a shift to those other commodities.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think as we look at the situation with West African producers, one of the things we have to go back to is first and foremost, has the U.S. program been causing any significant impact on prices? And again, going back to some of those economic studies, we've not seen that impact on prices. So carrying that forward, there can't be any impact on West African producers. We know they face some economic difficulties, but a lot of that has been due to the fact that because of some of their internal production and marketing problems, they only receive a small percentage of the world price. And also their yields have not kept pace with the yields that we see in other cotton-producing countries.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
A lot of calls for some additional restrictions or additional cuts in cotton programs. I think it's important to remember, though, that over the last 2 or 3 years, we've already seen some very significant changes to the cotton programs. In 2006, we saw the elimination of the Step 2 provision of the marketing loan. We saw some changes to the export credit guarantee programs. Now, as we're implementing the new 2008 Farm Bill, we know that has a lower target price for cotton, so we've already seen some modifications. And if there is a Doha agreement, even when we look at the general formula that's in there just for agriculture as a whole, this could be another 20 to 40% reduction in cotton. So cotton's undergone some changes. It would undergo some more significant changes in the later years under some type of Doha agreement.